This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We are inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and we are very lucky because with us, the Vine Brothers, who have a CD titled Low Rent, and who will be performing tonight in Fayetteville, tomorrow.
Tonight in Fort Smith.
Tonight in Fort Smith, tomorrow in Fayetteville.
Right.
Okay. Vine Brothers, do you mind introducing yourselves? Garrett, let's start with you.
I'm Garrett Jones.
I'm Joe Credit 3.
I'm Greg Bucking.
How did Jones, Credit, and Bucking become the Vine Brothers?
Well, we met as a backing band for Arkansas musician Opal Fly a few years back. And it just kind of grew out of that when that kind of fell apart. Joe and I started writing songs and working with various bass players. And then when Garrett's availability became more available. We started playing with Garrett and touring and recording, and I've been doing that for a couple of years now.
This current tour, you've been to some places, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been all over. I started in Saratoga Springs when the snow was deep, and we're here. We're probably going to end it. Well, we are going to end it in Mississippi. So we've been
through all kinds of weather,
yes.
Mostly cold and miserable, but
we should probably call this the weather tour. We've gone through sleet, snow, rain, ice. It's kind of like we're the postman.
That being said, what is your tour bus like?
It's a Subaru.
Tour van.
Yeah. Subaru. We have dueling Subarus.
All-wheel drive.
Not a bad choice for an all-weather sort of tour.
Yeah, it's nice with just a three-piece. You can squeeze everybody in there, and it's fairly comfortable. So, you know. A
few times it's looked like a Subaru commercial.
Yep.
Climb the mountain in the snow.
Does going all over hill and dale in the same vehicle, does it... create companionship? Does it create better songwriting?
I think so.
Sure.
I think so. I mean, when we're riding around, I mean, we pretty much just listen to music and talk about just whatever comes to our heads. And you really get to know each other when you're out on the road, I think.
Get a lot of good laughs either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a lot of hardwood floors to sleep on.
Yeah. Couches.
Oh, so tonight's show's in Fort Smith. Where in Fort Smith?
At Landry's.
Ah, okay.
Our first time there, actually.
Good place, good venue. Yeah.
And then tomorrow night in Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be about Mojo's Pints and Pies.
Okay.
And we've been there a bunch of times, so we have a lot of fun times there.
The CD is titled Low Rent. The first song, Greg, is one that you wrote, Sweet Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. It's something that, just a real simple song. When we were doing the tracks for this album, I actually kind of wrote it as we were doing that, and came up with the chorus first. And, it just came pretty naturally, and it's been, it's pretty catchy, and a lot of people have responded really positively to it. So it's been one of our standard showpieces on the road.
Yeah. It has accordion on the CD.
It does. We have... Ashley Ziggy from a band called Dump Truck Butterlips. They're out of Lawrence. I think they're in Austin.
They're Austin now, yeah.
Austin, yeah.
Yeah. But we did some shows with them, and we thought that would fit nice on that song, so we had her play on Sweet Eyes.
All the little tricks that you know. When I try to give you all of mine, you only take a little sliver at a time. Sweet eyes, tell me what you wanna know. Sweet eyes, creeping in my soul.
And a couple of new songs that you're going to have for us in here, is that right?
Yeah. Been fun. We've been in the studio all this week, and I say we've been hashing all these things out, but yeah, I think we're going to probably play Black Sky.
Alrighty. This song's about a storm. Here we go.
Imagine that has had some enthusiastic response if you've tested that in some venues.
We talked about, you know, road tripping a lot. Are these songs that you maybe talked about on this last tour?
It's been nice. We've definitely been road testing them. So yeah. Majority, I think there's only maybe two tunes that we kind of wound up piecing together this last week and the last little bits and forms. But for the most part, these have all been, it's been nice. We've had a year since making this last disc, Low Rent, and had a year now to road test a few of these new songs and get them all fit and piece together, so it's nice. Mm-hmm. Once you get in there, it was pretty easy tracking. It's just literally getting in and doing it, knocking it out.
Yeah. Which studio are you recording in?
Actually, working out of our home. It's the joy part about the world these days. So if you get some good microphones, it's similar to what we did with this last one, but it's been a joy this time, actually having the time blocked out with all of us together. Last time was kind of piecing everybody together from various corners, from Greg up in New York to Joe in Kansas City to me and here in Fayetteville, and then, like I say, Ziggy and Lawrence and everybody sprawled about. Yeah, exactly. We did all sorts of tracking all over the place. It's been nice to go around to get everybody under one roof and be able to do it. I think the furthest thing we're on do on this one so far is shaping up is probably have to get one of my violin friends out of the UK to do a part for us. But I think that's about the other than that, it's been nice being able to bring everybody in into my house. Let's go around and be able to sit down and do it on our time. So that's a real joy about the matters these days. So
yeah, we have a couple of good local musicians who did some guest spots on a couple of the tunes. We got a banjo on a couple of tunes.
Adams coming on banjo on that.
Adams so. Collins, who yeah. was in this studio just a few minutes ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
With Cutty Rye.
He's just all over the place, yeah. So yeah, but it's been fun. So.
He also did a really nice vibraphone track on one of them, and And we got R.J. Michaud do some
harmonica.
Some harp.
All right.
So it's going to be a nice little mixture of sounds and styles going
on. I love how the local musicians all collaborate and support one another.
Yeah, and it was a real joy in this area. Everybody's pretty willing to work and help with each other.
Fayetteville is definitely blessed for that. It's kind of one of the best music scenes, I think, in the country, really. You go travel around a little bit, you really see it.
Yeah, there's a great community.
Absolutely.
When will you be on the road again? I mean, when will you take off?
Technically, we're in the middle of it right now.
So you're still
That's
in the middle.
We've we've taken this week and a half off here because I hadn't been home in 2 months. And it was,
oh, that's right. You're going to end in Mississippi. Right?
Yeah. So, but anyways.
Technically, I'm still on the road.
Yep. Yeah.
That's true. It's not your home you're recording in. That's
right. I'm finally home, so but the rest of these guys, aren't. So
I'm excited about this tour because we're gonna busk down in the French Quarter or in New Orleans. That is an awful lot of fun.
On Easter.
Yeah, on Easter Sunday.
March 31st, right?
Yeah. I love street performance.
Do you know where on Bourbon yet or where in the French Quarter?
Wherever we don't get chased off.
Someone else's spot, yeah.
We'll edge our way around a little bit, see if we can find a good spot. But I've done that before, and it was really entertaining. Really entertaining.
Profitable?
Yeah.
Entertaining.
Yeah,
it was actually quite profitable, quite profitable. I paid my hotel and the formidable beer bill.
So busking actually gets you quite a few other gigs, at least with an ensemble like this. That's the interesting thing. I mean, I do a lot of theater work and other stuff, but it's actually fun with an ensemble like this because you get to actually take the performance, an acoustic performance. You can actually take it to the streets and be able to take it directly to the people. And it's like we have a real joy doing the farmers market up here. Like we were doing that this fall on and off when we were back in town up here. And it always went over remarkably well. I actually went better over at the farmers market, it seems like, than the clubs, which is kind of remarkable. That kind of maybe the sign of the times or something, but
and you get to play for kids. You never see kids in a bar anymore.
Right.
I don't know what that's about, but you know.
Well, I was gonna say maybe it's part of the it's unexpected. People don't go, they're not walking down the street and they don't expect to hear this, great music. And so
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the next CD, no firm date yet. When it might be out.
Nothing firm. I can say we wrapped up today. We finally wrapped up all the takes. So it's in the can officially. So we're having to set up some time with one of our friends is going to help mix it out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And just got to set up a date with him here in the next couple weeks so we can all meet up together and work it all out. So,
yeah, it went really quickly. Like, I really wasn't expecting. I just figured we'd get our basic tracks with the rhythm section and kind of work on other songs later. And we just kind of started banging them out.
It ends up we knew the songs after all.
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing most of them for over a year, so it kind of went pretty easy.
The Vine Brothers are Garrett Jones, Joe Credit 3, and Greg Bucking. Their next CD has yet to be titled and will be out sometime in 2013. You can see them tonight at Landry's in Fort Smith and at Mojo's Pints and Pies tomorrow night in Fayetteville. They played another song before they left the Furman Garner Performance Studio. This, too, will be on their forthcoming CD.
Time to go.
No!
Just wanna beat that mojo. Text- finish with a slur as I stumble to the car. Then you lay, cut me down the sides. Then you howl with the devil.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.